Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State, the pulse of Shasta County. Good morning. 7:05, July the 16th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to our chat room. Good morning to Bad Bob.
And good morning. You feeling okay?
What?
You didn't do your usual little wind-up.
Linda says, "Do you know you always go?" Yeah. And I go, "I do." And
so, I'm a turbine coming up to speed.
Yeah, well, no. I'm ready. I'm at speed already. I've hit the ground running. I am blazing hot through here. My tail feathers are flickering. So, are you gonna? It's going to be a little warm today, and I think you're getting ready to tell me that it's going to be hot.
Enjoy today because it's the last relatively benign one for more than a week. We're going to see a high of about 91 to 95, depending on where you're at. Clear tonight, low around 63, so good sleeping weather. But tomorrow it gets hot. We're going to be pushing the 100-degree mark. By Friday, we'll be near 110. That goes right into the weekend. And right now in Redding, 64 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, ARC Anselmo. Reverse Anselmo is going to be here Thursday with us, with Trish Clark and myself. Anselmo Vineyards, great place for food. Weddings, they have weddings booked. They have it all up there. Great wines, award-winning wines. Of course, the food is just outstanding. Sporting clays, horseback rides, you name it, they have it up there. What a great place to dine. Anselmo Vineyards, give them a call, 474-5546. You know, the weather like this, getting up to 110 again is the we're going to talk later on about Alliance Heating and Air. We might want to have Martin come in here as soon as we can, so he can start giving people some ideas about making sure that their air conditioning systems are good. But let's, as we do every morning, let's talk to our Wells Fargo advisor about what's happening in the market. Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes in today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2 points at 15,487. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1680, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 2 points at 3609. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 96 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is up 11 cents at 1399. Ford down 34 cents at 1678. Coca-Cola down $1.10 at 39.91, while Citigroup is up 38 cents at 52.19. Of local interest, PG&E down 10 cents at $46.09. Costco is up 25 cents at $116.14. North Valley Bank down 32 cents at $16.78. And Harley Davidson down 38 cents at $55.06. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.53%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil is up 29 cents a barrel at $106.21. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $8.81 an ounce at $12.90.80, while silver is up 4 cents at $19.93. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And I appreciate Chris. When Chris comes on and gives the report, he always gives Harley Davidson. And that's really – I know he looks it up specifically because he knows I have a Harley. But give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're good people. They understand what's happening in Wall Street. And you know what? Somebody's got to.
I'm told that Indian Motorcycles is rearing its head again. It's feathered head.
It's like the fourth time.
Yeah.
They were the big competitors with Harley back in the 20s, 30s, probably, I don't even, maybe even the 40s. They went out of business, and they brought them back in the, I want to say in the late 90s, early 2000s mm-hmm. for a while, and then they went out of business again. So I don't, maybe they're trying to, but whoever, somebody had bought the trademark and mm-hmm. they were making the bikes, but they just couldn't make it work.
It'd be nice to see some competition. It'd be nice to see some American made, more American iron out on the streets.
It would be nice to see American made anything.
Yeah.
Out there. I mean, you know, probably the parts, a lot of the parts from Harley, I'm not sure are American made. Though the Sleep Number beds are all made in America. I thought I'd throw that one in there.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. There's a lot of things going on in the world today. And we have Debbie Sprague. She's going to give us a quick update of her book tour and what's happening with A Stranger in My Bed, Story of Post-Traumatic Stress. Eric Wickstrom's coming in later on at 8 o'clock. We're going to discuss not just business, but a lot of other things that are happening in the world. We want to talk today about what's the latest in the Zimmerman case. One of the jurors was on TV last night, and I listened to her, and it was interesting to listen to somebody who'd been sitting through the whole thing, plus the aftermath of the Zimmerman trial, and not just some marches and this, but the legal ramifications that Zimmerman has at his disposal about what he's going to do. But for sure, there is going to be at least ABC is going to be sued, and maybe the prosecutors. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM. We're on the spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Servicing your air conditioning unit annually and changing your filters every 30 days will prevent dust and dirt from building up in your system, which will increase the life of your equipment, saving you energy and money. For more energy saving tips and rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl in the Bot. 64 degrees today. It's going to be your last nice day. It's called 98 Nice. 7:15 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there are at Espresso Joe's. Your coffee in the morning made just the way you want it. And then walk next door, of course, because they will meet or beat any of the tobacco prices in town. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, Tobacco and Brew has, and veterans always get discounts. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. California Supreme Court refuses to stop gay marriages. Remember yesterday we had talked about how they had a lawsuit been put up saying, wait a minute, they didn't say that you could have gay marriages. It just said the only thing the Supreme Court said is we didn't have the right to challenge this in court because the state refused to, which, of course, is a huge the state, you know, when the state refuses to do things like that, it forces the people to challenge a decision made. And then when the Supreme Court says that, I'm sorry, but you don't have standing in this case. Well, I guess that kind of like takes out your rights anymore after that, if, you know, after a proposition's passed. Anyway, the California Supreme Court refused to stop any gay marriages, so I don't think that slowed anybody down. Zimmerman juror. I listened to the juror. None of their names are out yet. One of them supposedly has signed a deal with the agent. But this one was on the news last night. And she says race played no part. The FBI has said in their report that race played no part in this. I think people that have followed the trial know that Zimmerman has a grandfather that's black, that he has mentored black students before. So they're saying his race was not a part of this. This was a horrible tragedy that people are not going to let go of for a little while. But it was interesting to hear what the juror said. The jurors believed that he was in danger, that he had to defend his life. They also believed that 9/11 tape was Zimmerman, that it wasn't Martin. They believed it was Zimmerman. And that the state had not proved their case. They did take a vote early on. They said, well, what do you think? You know, a couple of them voted, well, guilty. Some of them said not guilty, and two were trying to make up their minds. By the time they finished the deliberations and everything, they were all voted not guilty, not only of second-degree murder, which was a horrendous overcharge at that point, but even when the prosecutor, the specially appointed prosecution team, came rolling in, well, what about manslaughter? Let's do manslaughter. Well, they didn't wash either. People are upset. Celebrities are upset. There's other people upset with this verdict, of course. But but listen to what President Obama said. Honor the verdict. Department of Justice is going to have a big hurdle here if they're going to try and retry him on civil rights case because there was no bias there. It was a terrible tragedy. You know, as I said yesterday too, at the same time, a woman in Dallas, I think it's Dallas, could have been Houston, was assaulted in a road rage incident and killed the guy and killed the man that was doing it, the white man that was doing that. And the police and the sheriff's there, it looks like they're not going to charge her. They felt like she was in danger of her life. Is it a different situation? Probably. The guy came at her in this. But still, this is something that it's time that, okay, this was the jury has spoken. If you want to change things, if you want to change the stand your ground law, then you've got a right to do that. If you want to change, gun laws like they're doing everywhere, you can do that. But the trial's over. There's some unrest continues throughout the United States, but there's in many places, in most places, in 99% of the places, there is no unrest. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. It's a tragedy. Trayvon Martin dying. It's not a reason to go out and destroy. It's not an excuse to destroy. And I think you're finding is that in most cases that's not happening. And I'm glad that America has kind of got their arms around, hey, I'm upset here, but I'm not going to go out and destroy something. All right. Let's take a quick break. I want to come back. You know, Oliver Stone, the guy that's done, you know, so many movies, you know, he did Platoon and JFK. I think he did JFK too, which was kind of weird. But Oliver Stone has now come out and he doesn't think much of our warriors. of America. And we'll tell you why when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
You'll say we've got nothing.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak?
Excuse me, I need to interrupt here. Jack's Grill is on the hunt for any old Jack's photos, circa 1950 and prior. If you have a photo that Jack's Grill doesn't already have, bring it in and claim your Jack's reward. Rewards are offered only for photos not already in the possession of Jack's Grill and at Jack's Grill's discretion.
Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
You'll be dancing in the aisles July 25th, 26th, and 27th at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with some of the greatest music from the 90s. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com and proudly sponsored by Waterworks Park.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Is there sound there?
There's sound there.
There's sound there. It's got a longer lead on it than I thought.
There it is.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was
remember
sound
this
there?
Guy?
He kind of came and went.
VIP.
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, Vanilla Ice. Yeah, he's still on TV building with Vanilla Ice. So, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State, 605-4567. I'm going to hit Oliver Stone real quick, and right after we tell you that we're being brought to you by Estate Granite. Give them a call at 241-7866, Estate Granite. I tell you what, they build, you know, countertops for kitchens, for bathrooms, for outdoor grills. They build barbecues that are just outstanding. If you want work done in your home, has anything to do with granite, then you need to give Mike Huber and Estate Granite a call. 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite. All right, Oliver Stone. Yeah, Oliver Reed. Oliver Stone. You know, the guy that's done, a Platoon and other things that take down America. Oh, he has done a couple of movies that had no political aim at it. But he's in an international film festival someplace in Europe, and he disses. He just says that the SEALs and all these special force guys, he criticized films on their heroism. He says, you know, okay, yeah, they got the results, but why? Why, you know, what is the big thing about saying they're, you know, they're heroic. I mean, they should really think about it. Here they are in other countries killing people. I mean, this is what he said. This is Oliver Stone. This is your Hollywood, this is your big Hollywood producer. This is what he thinks. Why are they being single day? Oh gosh, you know, what, big deal. They're heroes? Huh. All right. I just, you know, sometimes I think, don't even give that any time on the air. But I need to, because people need to know where Hollywood, a lot of Hollywood's coming from. They don't like the military. They think, you know, they use the military. You know, they're against guns, but yet they get out there and they're killing millions, they're killing thousands of people. Oh no, that has nothing to do with any type of violence in America. The movies we make or the TV shows, or these videos. No. And then they try to take the, you know, the weapons that you have coming, you know, that you are legally able to have, and they don't want you to have them. Thank you, Hollywood, for the most part. Okay, let's go on to talking about the IT guy. Did you hear about the big firing right after the trial, Bob? The IT guy who was going through all the testimony, he said he knew there was like 1,200 pages of this, you know, from the cell phones and everything. And he notices that a third of it wasn't there when it was handed to the defense. He goes, well, wait a minute. That's not right. He says, you know, I can be held responsible for this. So he goes out and says, hey, there's a lot more here. The prosecution is holding out evidence. And so that evidence was handed over. So guess what happened the day of the verdict?
He got his walking paper.
IT man fired. That's right. And they said such horrible things about him. Can't be trusted and all this. All, you know, what he did was he gave to the defense, he released the whole report, not just cherry-picked parts, which is what the prosecutor did. That attorney general, that special prosecutor, cherry-picked things when they did the indictment, leaving out photos. She comes in after the trial. She calls him a murderer, calls Zimmerman a murderer. Instead of just, you know, as they have said, just, it's time to move on here. This, you know, this Dershowitz, you know, Alan Dershowitz, famed law professor from Harvard, said she needs to be disbarred. She needs to leave. This is the Duke LaCrosse case all over again.
Well, in just playing devil's advocate here, is there a parallel between how this guy felt compelled and, say, Snowden? Could you make that argument?
Depending on what are you talking about, because of spying on people?
Or because of seeing something that you internally feel is wrong and blowing the whistle on it.
I'm thinking that there's probably something, I'm just the feeling. I feel like when you start talking about national secrets, things that are top secret like this, as opposed to transcripts in a trial, I think there's a different levels there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't think that. Well, you know, hey, you know, Snowden released things. Well, yeah, he did. These are things that were classified. You know, that, you know, I'm not saying that Snowden, I go, you know, let's go take it back to Manning. He released thousands, tens of thousands of documents to WikiLeaks. This was obviously a treasonous act. When you get to Snowden, Snowden cherry picks ones that he had access to and they were classified, said, you know what? Americans are being spied on. Americans are being spied on in this way. Release of classified information, yes, and that's what they're going to do. So maybe you have to, if you feel strongly enough about it, that you stand up and you take it. Then you've got this guy, some IT guy, that says, hey, these are all the transcripts for this trial. This guy's on trial for life here, and they're not releasing it all. And I think that this guy ought to be, you know, applauded, and the people that fired him, there ought to be some kind of lawsuit that says they can't do that.
Yeah, it seems to depend on your point of view, but there are degrees there, and I think that we're losing our sense of degrees.
That could be.
There's people of that age bracket tend to think in very black and white terms and tend to oversimplify things, is my guess. You know, you're 20-somethings. The world is so simple when you're 20-something.
It is. It's really simple.
Unless, of course, somebody's shooting at you, you know.
Well, no, it's even simpler then. Then yeah. Your decisions are going like, right, you know, right or left, things like this. Anyway, okay, we've got to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we have Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, and she's on this big book tour, and she's going to stop through here and tell us what's happening. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR.
the Fox Business Network, stocks are swinging between gains and losses in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, Ford stock is sinking after being cut from Goldman Sachs' conviction buy list. Though Goldman has become cautious on the company's valuation, it did boost the automaker's price target $3 to $20 a share. On the flip side, shares of SHFL Entertainment are soaring on news of a buyout. Rival Bally Technologies is acquiring the casino games maker for roughly $1.3 billion. The deal, which is expected to close by the second quarter of next year, will expand Bally's presence in key strategic international markets. And the final table for this year's World Series of Poker's main event has been set. Early this morning, the field was chipped away to the final nine, with J.C. Tran from Sacramento, California, taking the top spot. The tournament will resume November 4th. The grand prize, $8.3 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-975-8323. 1-800-975-8323. 1-800-975-8323.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post-9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 65 degrees out there, 7:35 in the morning. It's going to be a great day today. It's going to be your last cool day. It's going to start getting hot. When we're talking about hot, we're talking about probably like over, you know, in the triple digits here, 110 or something like that. Weather's always brought to you by Insomo. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, 4,000 happy customers. What can I say? Locally owned and family operated. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest today is we're going to do kind of a catch-up here. Debbie's been on the show before. Debbie Sprague, who has written A Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress disorder. We kind of like launched, she wrote the book. I know her husband, Randy, a great guy. And I was able to get an early copy of the book when it was still in a three-ring binder. And since then, it's gangbusters. You've published a book. You've been out on a book tours, and now you're back here in town for a little bit. And good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Carl. It's a pleasure to be back with you this morning.
Well, we always enjoy having you on. So what's going on with the book here? I know that we were talking during the break, and you've been approached by a number of different organizations. But first of all, tell everybody what A Stranger in My Bed is for somebody that may not have heard this or just new to the show.
Okay, thank you, Carl. A Stranger in My Bed originally I wrote it as a survival guide for spouses of veterans that are suffering from PTSD. But as I got further into writing, I realized it wasn't just for spouses, but it would be a great resource for anyone who works with or cares for a veteran that has PTSD. It's a great educational tool, and it really tells an inside story of what really goes on inside.
Inside a family there.
Right, inside a family.
But it also gives an eight-step, I guess, is that the right way to put an eight-step program to say, how do we live, how do you live with somebody who's got post-traumatic stress?
Yes, exactly. I didn't want to just provide education and our story. I wanted to actually give some tools on how to not just survive but thrive in a relationship with someone that's got PTSD. So I created an eight-step program, which is actually the eight steps I personally went through in my life when I found myself in the depths of my husband, who's a Vietnam vet, when his PTSD came back to visit 30 years after the Vietnam War.
And that's not unusual from what I understand.
It's not. Late onset PTSD is actually quite common. So we're seeing a lot of it with our Vietnam veterans. They go for many years with successful careers and all of a sudden things change.
Yeah, I've had friends that fortunately for them, they said, for 20 years I just thought I was angry, I was getting divorced, and it wasn't until sometime in the 90s, they realized what was going on after they'd been, after they'd left Vietnam in 68. So it's, I'm glad that, and the other thing too about this book is that Debbie was counseled by two, professionals to walk away from Randy. This is nothing's going to fix this. And you disagreed with that and said, I'm not going to do that. And I've got Randy and the kids are in Colorado or something like this. And he says, hi, hun, smooch and hug for you. Or am I wrong about that? Is he around here someplace?
No, he's in Colorado.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I was there with him, but I flew home because I had some other commitments with the book that I needed to get back for.
What's going on now with the book? I know you've got this book has led to a lot of people coming to you, wanting you to be on their team and to represent them in the wives area, the veterans area. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I'd love to, Carl. The two big things coming up that have come from this, the biggest one that's just such an honor for Randy and I is that we were invited to be on a panel in Washington, D.C. in September for the Warrior Family Symposium. We were asked to represent the Vietnam-era vets. And the symposium is to look not at just the needs today for our veterans, but the long-term effects of trauma on our veterans and the types of services and programs and support that are going to be needed on a lifelong basis.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. It doesn't mean that they can't function and that people would put, and let's just go on a little bit further with this. This post-traumatic stress disorder is not just for, yours is aimed at the veteran community. As you've learned, post-traumatic stress disorder touches a lot of people. They don't have to be veterans. It can be anybody that's a victim can have post-traumatic stress.
That's so true, Carl, and I've actually had a number of people that aren't in the veteran community that are suffering from PTSD or have listened to my talks and have come back to me and said, you know, I think that maybe that's, that I've got PTSD also. And they've, excuse me, found a great deal of help in my book. But anyone in law enforcement or first responders, accidents, nurses,
families who have lost somebody in a tragedy, are suffering from, and you can see that with people that they can, you know, they have a tough time going on many times. People have lost a loved one. There is some trauma there of some kind. And the idea of post traumatic stress disorder just being for military is a complete misnomer then.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Debbie Sprague, and we're talking about A Stranger in My Bed, and we're talking about it's launched, it's out there now, and things that are happening with other groups of people coming in to talk to Debbie about this. This is a very, very real disorder. It is treatable, and it is livable with if you have the tools, and Debbie's is attempting to give everybody the tools here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
So you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for Palomar Builders. In Shasta County, we're all about community. Palomar Builders is proud to be a part of that community, bringing homes to the Redding area for over 20 years. They're also proud sponsors of Redding Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460, because supporting the home team is what they do best. Call them today at 222-8588. Palomar Builders, a trusted local builder since 1991.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From small chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, and he guarantees, Jeff Wurst, a veteran, guarantees that his work will stay there. I had a crack fixed in my windshield, 5 years ago, and it's still, you can't even see it. Head on down to 3208 Market Street in Reading or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, Debbie, what's happening? Debbie Sprague's my guest who wrote A Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress. And so, Debbie, where are you at to now? Where are you off to?
Well, Carl, I'm heading down to San Diego on Wednesday. I had to me it was a call out of the blue from the chairman of Vets 360, the board chairman, and she had gotten my business card from her therapist. She's retired military and is also suffering from PTSD. And her therapist knew that their organization was interested in starting up a program for spouses and handed her my card and said, this woman would be perfect for you. Of course, I know neither one of them, but I got a call and she said, I Googled you and I read your bio and we would love to have you part of our organization. We'd love to sponsor you as our keynote speaker as we take our program across the country. And, of course, we haven't seen your program yet. We haven't developed our program, but we'd love to consider using your program as the basis for what we want to do with spouses. This group's a little different than the other groups I volunteer with because they're proactive in terms of they're trying to be preventive in terms of when the guys come home, trying to get them educated and help them get jobs and help them get involved in their communities. So that hopefully they'll have a purpose once they get out of the military and help with that transition.
Well, this is just one of the things that your book has opened up to you, is about you and to be a spokesman. I know you're going to be back in D.C. September?
September, September 12th.
September 12th. And the fact that so many other organizations are going to be coming to you based on what you've written here because of this fantastic work you've done.
It's very exciting, and it's sort of overwhelming just to see the response I've gotten and the people that are just coming to me and thanking me for us sharing our story, because that was a big step for us to share our story.
But oh yeah, that was huge. I mean, I'm a private guy and I know Randy probably is. And, so it's, you know, for you to do something like that is, it was so much for the people to be able to learn something about post-traumatic stress and how to handle it. In fact, we have some people out in the lobby from AMVETS that are very much aware of post-traumatic stress, too. Okay, so you've got a book signing somewhere around here in the – or are you going to have one around here for all of us here in the Reading area?
Well, of course. Yes, A Stranger in My Bed is now in Barnes & Noble here locally. And we are having a book signing at Barnes & Noble on September 7th, which is a Saturday.
Okay.
And I will be there from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock signing books and saying hello. And if you've already purchased the book, thank you very much. And I'll be delighted to have you stop by and meet you and sign.
Okay. Now, you can get the book, A Stranger in My Bed, at Barnes & Noble. And it's also on Amazon.
Right. It's also on Amazon.
And and I can tell you that this is something, if you have somebody, and let's just talk military, if you have somebody that's been in the military that has been deployed and has been in combat, whether it was in the last 10 years or the last 40 years, this is probably a book you need to take a look at, need to read. If you've had other tragedies in your life, this is another good way of dealing with those tragedies. And this post-traumatic stress disorder touches everybody in one way or the other. So reading about it, understanding these 8 steps is so huge.
That is so true. And Carl, another group that's reached out to me that are really interested in getting the book out to their members are mothers and families of our military that are currently serving. And I'm so excited that they are understanding that if they understand about post-traumatic stress disorder, it will make it so much easier to understand what's happening to their child when they come home and to help support them and help them get into care. As I've done some talks, I've had some families say to me, oh no, not my son. My son's strong. This won't happen to my son. And I feel very sad about that, because if we don't keep an open mind that
it can happen.
It can happen, and it can happen to the strongest man out there.
And if they want to try to ignore it, the only thing that will happen, you might be able to suppress it for a while. Eventually, it'll come out.
Exactly, exactly.
Debbie Sprague, you've done such a great job, Debbie. You and Randy. And Randy, is a big shout-out to you, too. Okay, again, it's in Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon.com. Do you want to give a phone number for people that want to reach you?
Certainly. You can reach me at area code 530-247-0170. And I also have a website that if you'd like to learn more about the book, it is astrangerinmybed.com. You can read my bio. You can read some excerpts from the book. You can read some of the reviews and just get a real good overview of what's going on. And there's also a link there to be able to purchase.
It's a great book. I highly recommend it for anybody that has people in the military, people going into the military, other people perhaps have had tragedy in their lives. Debbie Sprague, Randy, thanks a lot for letting Debbie come out and play with us today. All right, thank you very much. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Save the date. August 7th, Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative healthcare. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on-site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on August 7th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindebach, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Right on down to 555 Cypress Avenue, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Your neighbor's giving you great deals. Their service department is absolutely second to none. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and maintain down there. Give them a call at 530-223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, my guest, we're just there with Debbie Sprague talking about post-traumatic stress, which is huge in the military community and the veterans. And I'm with Greg Raffa right now and Matt Nemo. And Greg is such a, such an active member of our community when it comes to veterans. He founded Mojo AMVETS Post 4, named after Mauricio Hanneson. He's had such a great deal to play with the veterans community here. in so many different ways. And we welcome you, to the show, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Let me get you okay.
Okay.
And Matt Nemo here, who's also part of Team AmVets. And you're here to talk about the Wall of Remembrance. And can you explain to our listeners what this is?
Okay. It's a 6 by 90 foot wall of, basically it's a remembrance wall for all the victims of the war on terror. And it lists their family as well as the military that has, you know, have sacrificed for us since 1983. And it's quite a new thing. I haven't seen this particular wall in person yet, but it's making its way here.
Now, it's going to be here for 2 days. Is that what I'm hearing?
Actually, it's going to be here on the 9th on Friday.
Okay.
Starting at 0600, we have a program set up at 0900 with a POW MIA.
Okay.
We're waiting for Kathy Strudel from the National Guard to commit to see if we have their honor guard. We're inviting all veteran service organizations to come out. At the same time, this wall of remembrance honors over 11,000 lives lost in the war on terrorism from the United States Marine Corps barracks in Beirut, Lebanon in 1983, all the way up. They're trying to do it year by year now. And also, too, this is the only traveling wall of its kind in the United States of America done by a lot of young veterans. And so right now they just finished up in Bakersfield. They'll be on their way to the National Convention in Sparks, Nevada. From there, a week later, they're going to be here. And on that Thursday night, we're setting up probably about 6 or 7 o'clock. So please come on out, honor our living and honor our dead citizens and our veterans, because this is something we should never forget from 1983, this war on terror.
You know, people like to do that. So August 9th through 11th here at the Big League Dreams Reading Ballpark. Opening ceremony is 9 o'clock on Friday, August 9th. And this is a one of a kind. This wall of remembrance from the global war of terrorism. But, you're gonna need some help with this.
Right now we're gonna ask for a few volunteers. I'm sure the Vietnam Veterans of America will be coming out to help us. We just started this, PSA today. Also too, that we're accepting donations at the Reading Bank of Commerce and all of their locations here in Reading. Or you can mail it to our P.O. Box 697. This organization is called Vision to Victory. And if you get a chance, go to www.visiontovictory.com and you'll see the making of this wall. And we have another
Vision
video.
To Victory is vision and the number two.
That's
victory,
correct.
.com.
Right.
Well, this is, we don't have a lot of time before it gets here.
No, in fact, they just let us know about a week ago that this is our opportunity, the first time in Northern California that we have this wall. It's the first of its kind, and we hope to get it back in another couple of years on 9/11. Okay.
Well, we need, you know what, we need to have, this is going to be a great celebration when we have this here. So many people, when we talk about Vietnam, we talk about World War II, Korea. A lot of our young men and women have been in combat since 1983. And, numerous deployments. And and we talk about it all the time, but now there's something here that people can take a look at. Is that right, Matt?
Yes, we have quite a big veteran community in this area. I mean, most people I know are veterans or have veterans in their family.
Yeah, veterans touch a lot of people in this community.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why most of there's a reason why people come here.
Well, we're going to keep talking about this thing. And, we're going to have ceremonies out there and you get to come out there and see something that's pays, as a celebrates, I guess is the right word, celebrates the honor and heroism of our warriors out there.
Carl, just let me add to this. Derek Hendershot is our NEC guy for Department of California. He'll be here on the 5th, and we're going to try to get him back on your show so
Great.
He can give you a lot of details.
Super.
And we'll be back in touch with you, and God bless you for what you do for our veterans and our community.
You know what? God bless you, Greg, because you are a stalwart member of our veterans community and everything you've done to help people. And, Matt, I'm glad to meet you today and on this. And this is just one of the things that's going to be happening to celebrate the heroism of our warriors out here. The Gulf War of Terrorism Wall of Remembrance is going to be here August 9th to the 11th. We're going to have more information on that, but you can give them a call at 530-604-0776. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A possible deal in the U.S. Senate in a partisan fight over gridlock that threatened to blow up Senate rules. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live at the Senate.
No details on exactly how, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is confident negotiators will defuse the so-called nuclear option.
I think we see a way forward that will be good for everybody.
Reid has threatened to change Senate rules, essentially eliminating the filibuster for some presidential nominees unless Republicans relent on upcoming confirmation votes.
I think it's going to be something that is good for the Senate. It is a compromise.
The Senate is preparing to vote on the first of a series of nominees long held up by Republican concerns. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. One of the six women who found George Zimmerman not guilty in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin says they were split at first, but ultimately agreed that Zimmerman hadn't broken any laws.
The most important thing and most telling thing that she said is that this was not a case about race and that race was not a factor in this case.
Zimmerman's brother Robert reacting to the first comment from any of the jurors.
I think we need to take a step back, really digest what happened, really understand that our process here, a jury of our peers, is the finest in the world, and that that's who made the determination in this case.
But in New York, minutes ago,
we know in this country that racial profiling is real. It is almost woven into the fabric of many of our legal quarters.
The Reverend Michael Waldron, part of a coalition of activists and clergy launching what one of them calls the Civil Rights Movement 2.0. And around the country, a third night of protests, that one in Kansas City, Missouri, and L.A., there was vandalism and more than a dozen new arrests. Amid a mixture of earnings and economic reports, the Dow is slipping off of its record highs, right now down about 25 points, the S&P also lower by 4. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
His Russian lawyer says NSA leaker Edward Snowden has applied for asylum in Russia because he fears he could face torture or death in the United States. Russia's Federal Migration Service says it has received the asylum application and will review it within 3 months. The former NSA systems analyst has been in the transit zone at Moscow's airport since arriving from Hong Kong more than 3 weeks ago. Sexual harassment allegations against the mayor of San Diego.
Mayor Bob Filner says he mistreated women, but said an investigation would show he didn't sexually harass anyone. His former supporter and councilwoman Donna Frye, along with some of the attorneys working with the alleged victims, disagree.
We call on the mayor to resign, and we want the women of this city and the people who love them to know that sexual abuse and this behavior is not normal.
They shared some of the stories from the women about how Filner kissed them and groped them. Some of Filner's current supporters want Frye and the attorneys to release the names of these women and say that until they do, this is all hearsay. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Autopsy results are not being released yet for Glee star Corey Monteith because the toxicology test results are still pending. The 31-year-old had spoken publicly about struggling with addiction. Police have said there was no obvious cause of death at the scene, a hotel room in his native Canada. It's not often a spacewalk gets scrapped once it gets started, but it happened a little over an hour ago outside the International Space Station after Italy's first spacewalker reported his head was drenched. He thought it was sweat at first. It was water.
Luca, one more question for you. Is the water just in the back of your head, or is it kind of free-floating in front of your eyes now?
It's mostly in the back of my head.
Copy.
Now they're thinking that water leaked out of his drink bag. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County, right here in our downtown, spacious, extravagantly coiffured offices, right here in our studio. I can't, you know what, the heavy leather seats.
Luxuriously appointed.
Yes, the only leather in this seat is
rich Corinthian.
Corinthian leather. Hey, good morning, Carl Lindebot. Linda's actually doing work today. You know, not like me who's standing here just talking, blabbing away. 8:06 in the morning. What's the weather going to be like today there, Bad Bob?
Enjoy it while you can. Sunny today. The high will be somewhere around 91, 95, maybe. Clear tonight, low around 63. The reason I say enjoy it today is tomorrow the temperature starts itching up, pushing the century mark tomorrow. By Friday, we will be at near 110, and that's going to hold through the weekend. Right now, though, nice and enjoyable, 67 in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night, of course, is a pizza night. Now, RC Anselmo, Reverge Anselmo, will be with us Thursday. That should be an interesting show. I have Trish Clark and Reverge Anselmo here with me on Thursday. We have a great time. Anything you could possibly want as far as food and great wines are up there in Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Hey, you know what? Let's go to our expert, Chris Lasondak, from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 26 points at 15,457. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1681, while the NASDAQ Composite's off just about 10 points at 3597. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 164 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down 77 cents at 426.62, Microsoft off 4 cents at 36.14, Facebook up 23 cents at 26.51, while Intel's up 18 cents at 24.12. Of local interest, Safeway down 8 cents at 24.87, Home Depot's off 38 cents at $80.02, while Tri-County's Bank is unchanged at 22.53. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.53%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's down 37 cents a barrel at 105.55, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $10.57 an ounce at 1292.56, while silver is up 8 cents at $19.97 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. Obviously, Chris has got his thumb on the pulse of what's happening on Wall Street, and that's why you should give our Wells Fargo Advisors calls. Give a call at 530-243-7561, 243-7561, and have them and talk to them about investments, about what's going on down on Wall Street. Our guest today is Eric Wittstrom. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Carl.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Well, you know what? You're looking spiffy.
Spiffy.
You're looking very spiffy today.
Oh, thanks.
Got a lot of things I want to talk about
it's a
today.
Spiffy day.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot of things we want to talk about today, you know, business and all this. I read a great book called The Coming Jobs War. And I've just blathered on about it several times by Jim Clifton, who is the CEO of Gallup. And they talk about the future of where it's going to. And where in the sense that if we don't get our GDP going, that the Chinese are going to catch us in about 25 years. And then everything that we know of and how we do things is going to change dramatically. And he talked about medical care and schools and all this, about things that people can do or can't do. And how we as even a small community, even though he doesn't address small communities, he addresses large communities, things that we can do to innovate in industry and business. And I know you are one of the top innovators around here for bringing in business. So that's one of those things we want to talk about today.
Great.
Oh, that'll be good. Good conversation.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak?
Excuse me, I need to interrupt here. Jack's Grill is on the hunt for any old Jack's photos, circa 1950 and prior. If you have a photo that Jack's Grill doesn't already have, bring it in and claim your Jack's reward. Rewards are offered only for photos not already in the possession of Jack's Grill and at Jack's Grill's discretion.
Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
You'll be dancing in the aisles July 25th, 26th, and 27th at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with some of the greatest music from the 90s. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com and proudly sponsored by Waterworks Park.
Save the date, August 7th, Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative healthcare. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on-site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on August 7th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, 67 degrees out there. Enjoy this, because it's going to be hot this week. 8:15 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Of course, we're streaming live and in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. There's Randy and Angel and Max and many others in there talking about how dissing Hollywood, because Hollywood has a tendency to diss the veterans and the military and business. We'll get to that in a minute, but because this portion of the show, we were just out yesterday at Holiday Harbor talking to Steve Barry out there and Kevin, and I tell you what, a staycation on the lake with their houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. That's the place to go. You don't have to travel far. Package deals to fit any budget. You can come out there, have a lot of fun, and relax without breaking your bank and taking all your savings at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. I mean, you might want to do that really quick, 238-2383, because they're getting into their really busy season here. And again, yeah, the lake's down, but it's not down that much. And guess what? There's only like another 400 feet of water in the lake, so I wouldn't worry too much about it drying up. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. My guest, Eric Wichtum, who is the president of the Northern Branch of Five Star Bank. I saw in the paper that Randall Hempling is going to retire from the Shasta Regional Medical Center.
From leading the medical center, yeah. You know, that's well, it's well deserved. You know, he's worked hard. He came into town with the acquisition of Shasta Regional by Prime Healthcare, and when it was on the ropes, and worked hard in the, you know, with internally and externally to bring it back around. It's
like kind of top 100 hospitals in the United States,
yeah,
and they did all these things.
Did a lot of really good things. Changed it from a unprofitable, you know, kind of a sore, to restoring it to its place in the community. Did a great job.
It was going to close.
It was going to close.
And what they did was they saved all these jobs.
Yep.
It irritated people because of their business model.
Well,
but you know,
sometimes
what?
Being, you know, having to go from not being successful to successful, you're going to irritate people along the way. And you have to just focus on what's right and the, you know, your goal at the end, which is to restore the hospital to providing good health care to us and on, you know, for emergencies and make it profitable. It needs to be profitable to maintain itself, provide jobs for the community.
That's right. Hundreds of jobs.
Yes.
And like you said, take care of the community.
Yep.
And they were able to do that, turn around under the helm of Randall Hempling. But let's talk a little bit more than just that. Randall Hempling is he's a vital part of our society here.
He came in from out of the community, you know, to not only take that leadership role, but also take a leadership role in a lot of different activities in the community. He and his wife, are involved tirelessly with different community organizations, providing not only the money from Shasta Regional, but their own money and their own time to help, you know, improve and help manage and help move organizations along.
Yeah, Relay for Life. He's big. He's in the. All those fundraisers like that. But
yes.
Also in the with the Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber very active in the
very
Chamber.
Very active on Turtle Bay.
Yep.
But on the Chamber of Commerce, this man puts his money where his mouth is. That he helps businesses in town, and he has saved businesses in town.
He was a leader, and there's kind of a quiet. It was kind of a quiet program because it's not the notoriety you want, but
no.
What they call the Flying Squad. Flying Squad was created a couple of years ago by the Chamber with a group of professionals, members of the Chamber, professionals in finance and in, management and in marketing that would come to a business in need through a tough time and just work with them quietly behind the scenes. And Randall is the leader of that. Like anybody, many people knew about that because most businesses that were in trouble didn't want the public
to know about it. Right.
But Randall was the leader of that project with the Chamber and successful, I think, in a number of cases, getting companies to turn around and stick around, you know, through a tough time.
He did, you know, small businesses right here in town that, you know, 30, 40 people they had employed. But he saved those, he was instrumental in saving those businesses. Randall Hempley and his Cindy Gordon.
Yes.
Is going to be taking his place, and in the community, big shoes to fill, but I'm sure she can do that.
You know, she's been, you know, with Shasta Regional for I think it says 35 years in the paper, an awful long time, and been through a lot, and has, you know, risen from starting out I think when she was about 18 as an intern, and now she has an opportunity to lead it.
Well, there's nobody better prepared than Cindy, and I know she's going to continue the excellence they've had at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. And like we said, we hope Randall, we hope you stay around here. still be a member of our society, because as we're going to talk about in a few minutes, there's a group of a group of people in this town, you can call them, as it's talked about in this book, as tribal leaders, as they're not politicians.
Right,
they're the ones though that get things done.
Just get things done. Knock down doors and get things done.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We'll be right back.
I'll stop the world. At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Here's some energy knowledge from Reading Electric Utility, REU. When energy is consumed is just as important as how much energy you consume. That is why REU is investing in thermal energy storage ice bears. REU is installing ice bears on commercial buildings throughout our community. These units store energy at night and then use their stored energy during the peak of the summer afternoon. For more information about REU's ice bear program, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 67 degrees today, going up to only like 98, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Let me tell you why you need to give them a call. It's going to be 110 this weekend, my friends. Ooh, ooh. 110 this whole weekend, besides being out on a lake where you could be with Holiday Harbor. You need to make sure your air conditioning works. And it's Alliance Heating and Air, the people you need to call. 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. We've used them. We are very happy with the level of service we have from Alliance Heating and Air, as is Bad Bob. I can't say enough about him and Martin and his crew there. It's going to be extremely hot this weekend. Make sure that you have this number, 221-2642, in case you need to make sure that you stay reasonably cool and comfortable this summer. Eric Wittstrom is my guest today. And a disclaimer is, you know, here is that Eric Wittstrom and Five Star Bank, when we were put together our business plan, Five Star Bank backed us here on the, and on our business plan and, getting KCNR on the air. So that could work against you in many cases.
So far it's worked well.
Yeah, it's worked okay. one of the things we talked about, we were just talking about Round of Humpling. I talked about this book, The Coming War. The coming jobs war. Was that they talk about tribal leaders in helping get business off the ground here. And I would say that people like Randall Hempling, yourself and others are the quote tribal leaders, because it doesn't have to do with politics.
Right.
It has to do with opening doors, putting people together and
letting people take risks, have the opportunity to prosper. Some will fail, but some will prosper. And it's really, really kind of unleashing the entrepreneurship in our community. And that's powerful. That's how change and job creation is gonna develop. It's not gonna be from government programs or from job retraining at, different levels. It's gonna be from people willing to risk capital and take entrepreneurial risks on new businesses. You know, as we've talked on the show a number of times, when we step back in time, our world's changing and evolving. It has during our lifetime from a, kind of more of a hardworking blue collar labor workforce to a service and technology labor force. The world's changing. Manufacturing jobs, while they're being created, are going away. We saw, over the last couple decades, a huge outflow to other countries, but it's also going away through technology. And so it's to maintain our leadership role in the economy, we need to, foster entrepreneurship, help new industries get off the ground and evolve that create jobs, create good jobs.
I've talked about how do we get people here in Redding, in Northern California. I mean, Northern California, 46th in the nation as far as getting businesses going. CEOs rated last as far as being business friendly, yet there's businesses that thrive here. I mean, we're still the eighth or ninth largest economy in the world.
And we do have, we do have some bubbles and some energy of entrepreneurship happening. The Shasta Economic Development Corporation, Shasta EDC, and Mark LaSalle has put together a group of people that, that really focus on emerging businesses, whether that's a technology or software-based or something else. And they're focused on providing a team to help that entrepreneur get off the ground and go. There's other energy in the community, putting young people that are now coming back to this town and wanting to give back to our community. We're looking at the Catalyst Group and their support for different, social issues in town, and also just,
2030
Club. It's an opportunity for them to get together and share ideas in a new or renewed energy. And, we just need to, as business people in my role and as the government, allow them to prosper, allow them to take advantage and start businesses, start new technologies. Think about what the future is as opposed to trying to recreate the past that's really behind us.
Well, do you think that I hate to say this, but,
go ahead.
We talk about, super mentors and tribal leaders and all this. What I'd like to see is that we have actually, it's almost like a competition between, by putting out to people on campus, on big college, big universities, or, in smaller ones, if you have an idea,
yes.
If you have an idea for a business, we will nurture that. And that we get them storefronts, electricity, give them breaks on their internet and all this kind of stuff for a year and see what happens at the end of that.
Well, and I attended a couple weeks ago the second annual Innovation Challenge. It was hosted by Innovate North State. It was actually in Chico at the Sierra Nevada Brewery Big Room, which is a beautiful place to see events. They had new and or emerging companies. They had about 40 or 50 of them, a group of panelists, and they had 6 minutes to talk about their company, what they're doing, what their needs are, if it's capital, whether it's, management support, whatever they need, and then marry them with venture capital firms, angel funds, and the right team. And it was a good, healthy competition. There was companies from all over the North State, from Siskiyou County, Shasta County, Butte County, down the valley, and it was really exciting to see the different ideas and innovation that's going on out there.
Well, did you see any that you'd want to attract right here to Reading?
Well, absolutely. There was a number of them that
here in Reading.
There's a couple that were starting here in Reading, mm-hmm. and then you know the takeaway for me for our community was in Chico there was a building that's been set up for them to go and get free rent and have the support and technology to help them develop their company. You know, out of the incubator phase, good idea into a good business phase. And I think that if we could replicate something like that or leverage off of it, you know, we'd have the opportunity too to kind of mentor, some of the emerging companies.
Well, I think we need to do that. We need to, you know, give them a start. And yep. You know what? You may have five that, don't make it, but what if you have that one that does?
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's all it takes. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news. My guest, Eric Wichstrom, we're talking about innovations in business right up here in the North State. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. More demonstrations last night against the Zimmerman verdict in Oakland, California.
Demonstrators shut down both lanes of a major freeway. Protests even turned violent in L.A. as demonstrators trashed businesses and attacked people.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso, George Zimmerman's brother, calls for cooler heads to prevail.
I think we need to take a step back, really digest what happened, really understand that our process here at Jury of Our Peers is the finest in the world, and that that's who made the determination in this case. Before we keep inflaming passions and listening to people who might be exploiting some of those passions and feelings.
Robert Zimmerman speaking with Fox News. On North Carolina's Outer Banks, a 63-year-old surfing instructor saved her student from a shark and took the bite herself.
You're a hero to me. You saved my kid.
Christina Calloway, mother of the student surfer. Meanwhile, Coach Barbara Corey is recovering. Fox News. We report. You decide.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Not your average petroleum company,
Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Reading clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I have no idea what kind of music that is, but it sounded good going the distance.
That's Cake. They're coming to town in August.
Well, of course they are.
Cake.
Cake out of Sacramento. Great band.
Cake.
Yeah.
They're going the distance up I-5.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. They go to distance in your hair. Great prices. Discounts. It is. Take a step back in time. These guys are great. DC Tim and a man in black. Great prices for your haircuts and discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. That is just a great barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. All right. My guest is Eric Wittstrom. We're talking economy. We're talking, how do you get businesses here? But we're going to move on to, CalPERS and CalSTRS. Is it CalSTARS or CalPERS and
CalSTRS.
CalSTRS.
That's the teachers' retirement program is the CalSTRS.
They posted double-digit gains this year. I mean, from last year, they were like 1.8.
Right.
This year, like 12.9. And
right.
This is great. And
they're starting to
come back.
Build some returns.
The bad news, of course, is the $100 billion shortfall in CalPERS and the $70 billion shortfall in CalSTRS. And the comment was from one of their spokesmen, higher contributions by all. When we say that, that means not only just the people in it that
everybody.
Are getting, but we're talking the communities, everybody is going to have to pay
anybody
more.
Anybody that pays taxes.
Is going to have to pay more.
Support it.
To pay more to get us out of this mess.
Yeah. But it's a positive thing to get better returns. The big pension funds, the two that you mentioned came through, a tough time also. Their earnings are down. In some cases, they didn't have earnings. That in some respect, when we look at these numbers projecting, we're looking at a point in time looking forward, and that's going to change dramatically based on their returns. So if they're getting double-digit returns, that amount of unfunded liability is going to diminish greatly, and if they have small returns, single digits or no returns, then that's going to, increase that spending. So that's going to be a moving target.
But
it's a positive thing that we're, getting double digit returns.
The double digit returns, and of course the city of Reading is, as everybody knows, has a $300 million unfunded liability.
Yes.
And 73 cents of every dollar is going in to pay for health and retirement out of the budget, general budget. And I think it's something like that. 73 cents. This is good news for us.
Yes.
In the sense that if they can start paying that down.
Right.
Has the state done anything to kind of like fix this so we know, that we're not going to get stuck in something like
that? The state's taken, steps to change for, new employees that'll over time have an effect of improving that. So new hires don't have the same retirement benefit package that existing employees have. And I think that over time that'll help. There's still a fundamental, imbalance between the retirement, the benefits that are promised and the ability to fund. And there's something structural has to shift in order for that balance to come back. And people are living longer and able to retire earlier. And so they will get more money. So, how do you fix that? You don't want people to live shorter. We want them to live longer. Everybody wants to live longer. And so we need to get more money into the system. And it's either, through contributions on their part. Yeah. And it's up to each constituency to determine if that comes from the employee or the employer. But we had a wave coming out of the late 90s when the tech boom was going and revenues were high that we pushed a lot of it on the employer side. And I think that shift has to come back to the employee, contributing more. In the private sector, certainly over the last 20, 30 years, the days of the defined pension and the defined benefit plans are gone and And, you know, I know that if my retirement is dependent on how much I put into it today, and that's the way it is with most on the private side. And I think the public side is shifting and needs to continue to shift more towards the employee responsibility.
Well, as you know, is that when people worked for the government, they were paid less money, but there was at the end of it this retirement that
right.
they were having.
There was
but
a consistent. Retirement.
I think people have noticed that the salaries.
Yes.
And the perks have gone up on the public side and it's outstripping what's on the private side. And I think people are rightfully so are a little bit upset about
this.
No,
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that as the private side has plateaued on salaries at different levels, the public side has, continued to inch up through the early part of the century, early 2000s and private sector jobs weren't increasing. Everybody can throw out their example of how that's wrong, but generally that's what's happening was the public sector is being compared to private sector jobs for salary and benefits to, attract, like talent, and they're paying for it. But where the imbalance was on the benefit side is the long-term benefits.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Eric Wickstrom, Five Star Bank, is our guest here. When I come back, I want to talk about Obamacare. And the impact this is having on business. Yeah, I see that look on your face, but businesses just got
big. No, it's going to be big.
Yeah, I mean, and it's getting bigger every day. There's something else that comes out.
Right.
And changes and the ramifications of Obamacare. Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Great.
Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Autolube. Family-owned Autolube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with four locations to serve you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're offering everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pai-Gal Poker, Lucky Ladies Bonuses, Royal 21 Poker, and our newest game, Mystery Card Roulette. Roulette is the oldest casino game and extremely popular. An exciting game of pure chance, but it's important to know how to bet. Play your birthday, anniversary, last week's winning lottery numbers, inside bet, straight up, split bet, odd or even, street bet or line bet, corner or quad bet, just to name a few, and get lucky. Ask your friendly dealer how to play. Your game is roulette. Wind River Resort and Casino is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind, offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Carl and Linda Bott, 68 degrees out there, 844, July the 16th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, in-store deli, and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts right there at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. That's 244-9141. Great people down there. Joe's got a wonderful store and anything you could possibly want when it comes to health. And anything you could possibly want to know about anything is right here, resides in Eric Wittstrom.
That's a lot of weight on my shoulders.
Well, yes, anything. I thought we'd talk about the meaning of, you know, relativity and how it, okay. Obamacare. Businesses got to buy.
They just for a year. Yep.
People don't.
That's true.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You think you're just totally? Are they totally hosed up on this? Does it appear that it's as bad as it's being made out to be?
Well, I think that, you know, there's a lot. First there was the hype and the politics, and then the legislation, and now we're down to implementation. And as they're working through the details, I think they're realizing that a lot of the details aren't aligned with the goals that were originally put out there. And so, I think we could probably anticipate on the individual side, although politically the individual side isn't as well organized and has the same effect, doesn't have the same effect on, you know, Congress and the White House, in order to affect change. But I think that we can probably see softening of the implementation on the individual side too.
This whole thing is now political at this point,
yeah,
where we've got the elections coming up in 14, and people are going to really realize what Obamacare is going to do to them.
Yes, I think the devil's in the details, and as we're working through the details, it's pretty amazing the effect it's going to have on our economy.
Three union leaders, major unions, Teamsters and two others of the that work in the entertainment industries, in the sense of, you know, the help that runs the casinos and all these things. Three major industry or unions came out day before yesterday and said that you are killing us. If we had known what Obamacare was going to be, we would have not have walked the precincts. We wouldn't have walked to get this thing through. You're taking away our health care. This is a huge letter or a huge response from three of the unions, and I'm sure some of the other unions are thinking about it too.
And I think everybody's starting to look out there for their own interests on this. The unions, you know, you think back, the unions, a lot of their revenue source is providing the benefits to the employees, and so they're looking at that being cut away. You know, if the employees are now getting benefits, you know, purchased through an exchange, mm-hmm. or some other mechanism, there's a large revenue piece from the unions that goes away.
Well, they're talking about, somebody in our chat room's going like crazy about this too, is that one of our chat room people has said that he said that my medical premiums have gone up over $2,000 a year and it's not even fully implemented yet.
Yeah. And that's the greater problem is our healthcare delivery system. And, you know, I've listened to Randall Hempling, we talked about earlier, talk about it more, you know, in the healthcare delivery system in the last decade. And, I spent a lot of time in the healthcare system, in banking, but also in the financing of healthcare, in the 90s. And costs continue to go up, for the delivery of healthcare. The costs that are going up are not passing through mostly to the provider side. The doctors, the nurses are not getting.
They're not getting it.
And it's everything in between, from when you pay your premium to when you get health care provided to you. It's all the in between. It's the, you know, the administration of it, the insurance companies, the medical device, the prescription drugs. It's kind of the unregulated part of the revenue. The economics of healthcare.
Well, you know, Obamacare, really, the only thing Obamacare did for the most part was change who was paying for it or how we pay for it.
Yes. And it's going to shift it into the people that are working and earning money.
It didn't do anything to fix the things that are wrong with it.
The fundamental.
Now, I'm not saying Obamacare is a total disaster, because I think there are parts of Obamacare that are, you know, that I'm glad they're there, like the, existing conditions. If you go from one job to another, you should be able to be covered on that.
For the pre-existing.
Right, you know, for a pre-existing condition. Yeah. And, you know,
And allowing our kids that aren't, you know, to be covered till they're 26?
I don't like that. No, that's a bunch of, is not right, because, and I'll give you a good example. No, I had a union guy, so I've been in union for 32 years. I retired, and then all of a sudden my medical insurance is being cut back because we don't have enough money, because we're having to cover all the kids that are now coming into the program. And I thought, well, that's not fair. You know, somebody in your 60s and you think you're going to be getting this. One of the other points I want to talk about as soon as we get back is, that nobody seemed to have seen, was that you've got 50 plus employees. And if they, but so what's happened in so many of the industries is they're going back to part time.
Right.
Dropping them
so
back
they don't,
to 30
they're
hours.
They're not qualified
they're
employees.
Not, quote, qualified to be,
no,
on the health.
I think that's a dangerous, you know, that's a dangerous impact of, potential impact of Obamacare.
Well, let's talk about that as soon as we get back. We're talking Obamacare and the impact it has on just ordinary Americans and the unintended consequences of a not very, very well thought out plan. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Well, I won't. Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our last segment here. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinka will be our guest. We'll be talking to Tom about what's going on in crime. We missed Tom last month. He had a lot of things he was doing. He was taking a well-deserved vacation for like 3 days. And he had a couple of conferences, but the new AB 109, the jail, all these other things that are happening. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. My buddy's down there, John Bastiani, and his crew. He's got guns, and he's got ammo, which is unusual in the state of California. And of course, the type of work they do on all the firearms down there at Bastiani Arms, located at, 2539 Larkspur Lane, or give them a call at 222-8222. John Bastiani has ammo and guns. Like I said, unusual in the state of California and in many other places in the United States. Give him a call. My guest, Eric Wittstrom, president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We're talking, Obamacare here and the unintended consequence of businesses that hire a lot of people. That all of a sudden and I'm talking about people in the restaurant industry and service industries, that they're going to have to come up with millions of dollars for health care unless the people work less than 30 hours. So if they've been having people working at their location for 35 hours, now they're cutting them back to 30. Unintended consequence?
Yeah, I think so. I think, and as we've talked, over the years going through, the tough times, policy issues have huge impact on business. And right now we don't know what the impact is going to be. And what that tends to do for businesses is it stifles them from making decisions they'd otherwise make. If I have 45 employees, do I want to go over 50 right now? I don't know. Should we be expanding? I don't know. I don't know what my healthcare costs are going to be next year, the year after. And that's a really big piece of the unintended consequences for larger businesses, for smaller businesses. I think they're going to start, unless it's deferred, they're going to start seeing what that cost is. But really the whole implementation of Obamacare is an unknown, and it's going to be a huge, healthcare is already a big part of the cost of business, and it's going to change. It's going to probably be bigger.
So, and the people that, like say you're providing healthcare. Now the cost of healthcare, and I've talked to doctors who have offices that all of a sudden their healthcare has gone up 25%, their insurance for their own employees. And it's like this, okay, fine. I've got to pass some of this on to my employees who say, wait a minute.
I'm already.
I can't take another 15% cut in my pay to help pay for my, or 10% cut to help pay for my healthcare. So then they have the option then is, okay, get your healthcare from the exchange.
Right.
So, but,
while
a lot of people aren't doing that either.
Right. And so
this is a mess.
It's going to be a mess. Well, we're going to work through a period of time and something will come out the back end. We just don't know what that something is.
Single payer? Is that what they're trying to do?
Who knows?
Trying to make this thing so screwed up?
The sales pitch about it being competitive, where you can go to your existing insurance, private insurance, or you can go to the government. When the government one is subsidized, how do you compete with that? How do the private people compete with that?
Well, not only will they subsidize, they don't even ask you.
No.
One, if you're a citizen. Two is how much money you're making because, we can't do that. So they're trying to get people in by just saying, just come on and sign in. Just come on and sign up. The whole thing is utterly ludicrous. And Pelosi saying, we've got to pass it to see what's in it. Do you think that those words will ever come back to haunt her?
Yes.
Really?
Well, who knows?
From that district she's in San Francisco?
She's going to continue to get, but, sooner or later there won't be a Nancy Pelosi. There'll be somebody else to replace her.
Just think of this, though.
Yeah.
What if they're more liberal than Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, my goodness.
Ah! Okay.
Can you do that again?
Ah! Beautiful. That was one of the things the union said is, wait a minute, you promised, President, that we'd be able to keep the health plans we like and the doctors. Well, that's not true. So that was another thing that the unions were saying. So they've lost jobs. They've lost your ability to have the doctors you want. They've lost money. It's costing people more. I'd say Obamacare is a huge success. Okay, well, what do you see here in the next, we only got like about a minute left.
Sure.
Economy going to keep.
Yeah, I think it's still putting along. We've talked about it. We're seeing continued improvement in the economy. We're seeing, one of the big measurements, real estate prices keep inching up, both on the residential and the commercial side. Empty buildings are filling up. and business is growing again. And I think, you know, a lot of it is just kind of the strong spirit that we have in the community. I can do it, attitude. And we've got a resurgence and a growth of youth or younger people. They're younger adults that are helping drive, innovation and successes in our community. And they're starting little companies and making them into, hiring people. I think we're going to see continued improvement in our economy.
That's great. We'll end on that one then. We're going to continued improvement in our economy that all of us will enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Well, we'll see. As will
the government. Yes. Carl Lindebaut, KCNR 1460. Thank you so much for listening today. Tomorrow we have Sheriff Tom Basenko on. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A possible deal in the Senate to ease a bottleneck of presidential nominees. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is on Capitol Hill.
Majority Leader Harry Reid is confident the so-called nuclear option can be avoided.
I think we get what we want, and they get what they want. Not a bad deal.
Reid had threatened to change Senate rules, eliminating the filibuster on some presidential nominees, but a filibuster on one of those nominees was just broken. Richard Cordray on his way to winning confirmation to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. A tentative deal would fast-track the president's choices for Labor Secretary and EPA Director. At the same time, the White House would replace the nominations of two members of the National Labor Relations Board. Chris.
Jared, vigils and rallies are planned at federal buildings around the country on Saturday, pushing for civil rights charges against George Zimmerman for killing Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman's brother Robert tells Fox,
I think we need to take a step back, really digest what happened, really understand that our